Hi, my name's Alyssa Friesen. This spring, after reading of closures and cuts to local TV stations across Canada, I went to see for myself what was going on. From what I had read, CTV Globe Media was letting London TV fall apart. But I wanted to know just how bad the damage was. While at A, I had the privilege to spend a day with Nick Paparella. Nick has clocked almost 30 years at the station. He showed me that although the station is in survival mode, his community connection is thriving.
I think it's important because they see you, especially in a community like London, where we're the only TV station in town, and our ratings are so good. They see you, people see you every night. And I think, only because this is what they tell me, you are in their living rooms and you're in their homes and you're part of their family. So when you go out and about, you do whatever you can to help and to assist and just to spread even just community spirit. You can get the story from Haiti and the story that from Los Angeles and New York and Rome and Paris from the wire services. But no one else can deliver local news like the local station, and that's why it truly is important. For example, if London didn't have a TV station, where would people get their television news? They get to learn that, oh, the Santa Claus Parade is this weekend, or it's coming up next week, or whatever. And, oh, the Rib Fest is showing up. And, oh, did you see what happened? That street, the highway at the south end is closed, and this and that. And there's a connection. Or did you hear about so-and-so, this guy won an award, or this guy's moving to another city or another country? And that's what people would miss, and there's that connection between one another that, one person from one end of town learns about the other end of town. You know, the station's been around for 60 years, and I hope that, more than 60, and I hope that it just lasts that much longer. I hope that time after time, year after year, our audience continues to grow, and we continue to be an important part of our community.
Despite Nick's optimism, does local TV have a shot? Read my story in the winter 2011 issue of the Ryerson Review of Journalism to find out how London TV got into so much trouble and what, if anything, is being done to save it.